Hi there, welcome to Soul Candy, the candy for your soul. And fairies are myths, right? The thing of fairy tales. Well, actually, they reside on a different dimension, just slightly out of phase with our dimension. And they're actually a pretty great manifestation and divination tool. And let me just give you a taste of the candy for your soul that is to come. We're going to start out with an intro. I'm going to explain the book that I got this from, Compendium of Magical Things. I'm going to go a little bit more in depth on dimensions. I'm going to talk a little bit about my knowledge on fairy rings and stuff like that. Leave room for the sponsor, Fae Folk. I'm going to talk about the new tarot deck that literally just arrived today, and it's called Patch Tarot, and I've been waiting for it for like 3 months, and then it's the outro. So, the book that I got this from, in the last podcast, I've sort of talked a little bit about how I was excited for it to come out, and I got it on the day it came out, and I love it, and it's a great book, and I'm a little bit more than halfway done with it. I'm sort of savoring this book a little bit, because I know it'll be a while before the next books come out. If you haven't heard last podcast, it was on something. I think it was on the Kabbalah and Tarot and Kabbalah, and the chapter that this is from is the magic of fairies, and it basically goes into a little history about fairies, and it talks about the sort of dimensions, and I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about the dimensions. So fairies are like, they're kind of out of phase with our dimension, but they're of Earth, and angels aren't from Earth. And some people say that fairies and angels are pretty similar, but no, just no, they're not. The only similarity between them is some fairies have wings. Just some. Some don't even have wings. And if we were like a radio, I really like this explanation from the book, so I'm just gonna use it. If the world was a radio, then, and we were like channel 12, then the place where fairies are would be like channel 12.6. It's just slightly out of phase with our dimension. And then if we were using the same radio metaphor with the angels, then the angels would just be off of the radio. They're not even a channel. Poor angels don't even get a channel. And something that's sort of interesting about fairies is, unlike angels, they have egos, so they're able to hate you. I'm sorry if that sounded a little bit, like, weird, but fairies are able to hate you. And if you're not, like, an environmentalist, then chances are they hate you. And if the fairies don't like you and you call upon them to, like, manifest something, then since they have egos, they could play a trick on you. And for people that like fairies, these tricks are almost always good-natured. But for the people that don't like fairies and all that stuff, then, well, you might have some bad stuff happening to you. Whereas an angel would be like, okay, I love everyone. And they'd do stuff for you just because they like you. And angels are awesome that way. And fairies often want something in return for their action, like volunteering at an environmental thing or sweet treats. I heard that they really like sweet treats. And I was at a store the other day, and I saw this rock, and I'm like, what is this? This has got to be carved. And apparently, there are these natural stone things called fairy stones, and they're found in isolated areas along the shores of Quebec, and these are natural formations, and they're created by the growth of microorganism colonies. So these fairy stones were made by, like, little creature colonies, and the native people in that area called them fairy stones, and according to the legend, they bring health, prosperity, protection against evil spirits, and they bring good luck. So that was just like a little reading from a sort of label that I took a picture of. And these stones look so cool. And just Google a picture of this. And this is like the coolest thing ever. I can't get over that these weren't carved by someone. They look so carved. They look like someone took a stone and, like, carefully carved them into these little patterns. And, let's see here. Fairy rings. So, fairy rings are kind of built off of the sort of dimension section, and I don't know a whole lot about fairy rings, and, from what I've heard, it's just, it's a ring of mushrooms, and inside is like a dimensional anomaly type thing that is sort of like the in-between. Like, if we were still using the radio metaphor, it would be like 12.3, so we're 12. The fairy ring's at, like, 12.3, and then the fairies are at 12.6. And there are, like, legends surrounding them and stuff. And now, a little message from our sponsor. Okay, so now let's talk about the fae folk. So I have my deck of fairy tarot cards here, and it's sort of like, I don't know, I guess if we were talking about fairy culture, if that's a thing, then fairies have a sort of like a very environmentally conscious mindset. Like, if you do something bad to the earth, then they hate you. I think they hate a lot of people. And if you pick up that litter, then they love you. So they're very environmentally conscious, and they really are, like, in service to Mother Earth. And before I read Drunvalo Melchizedek's Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life Part 1 and 2, I didn't really enjoy part one as much. Just, you don't even really need to read it. Just go to straight to part two, and that's pretty much all you need. You can still read part one if you want to, though. So just go and buy those books. But before I read those books, I had no idea that Mother Earth was a 4 to 7 year old little girl, like a little toddler girl. I thought Mother Earth was an appropriate age to be a mother, but I guess not. And anyways, I think the fairies have sort of known that Mother Earth is sick, and that this strange other being race called humans are making Mother Earth sick. And they're very environmentally conscious, and they are servants of Earth. They like shiny things, but not steel or silver. Either one. I think it might be silver. But apparently it burns them. So they could have like a silver allergy for some reason. I read online somewhere that anyone who has some sort of metal allergy, I didn't even know that that was a thing. I didn't know that you could have an allergy to metals was like a descendant of some sort of fairy, like a fairy energy just somehow just like floated into you when you were in the womb or something like that. I don't really understand that, but you don't understand everything in the world. And how did the fairy get there? That's the main question here. Besides that, Patch Tarot arrived today, and I love it, and it's like one of my favorite tarot decks, if not my favorite. It's probably like my second or third favorite, to maybe, if anything, the Archangel Power Cards by Radley Valentine again. But I just really love this deck, and a cool thing that you can do with this is it's a flip book, and if you move the top and bottom, the border design moves, and I think that's a great idea. Any tarot deck makers, take notes immediately, because that's so cool. And I know this was a sort of short episode, but fairies are a very obscure topic, and feel free to do your own research onto this. And it's very interesting to know that there's that some of the fairy tale creatures are real beings. And thank you, and have a nice day. There was the candy for your soul.